611 once welcome, always welcome. You're listening to Morning Devotion.
Brothers and sisters, good morning. Today, Pastor Joshua will lead us to study the book of Hebrews, chapter 8. What is this chapter about? Only 13 verses, very short, but it's very important. It's not talking about the doctrine of Christ and what is Christ like. It seems that it's not related to us. It's not to explain about the theology or solve our problems. What is Christ like is not just to satisfy our thoughts. Here is talked about a conclusion. So as a conclusion of what we said before. To the Christians in that generation, how does it relate to them? So this chapter is not just to tell us what is Christ like, but it's our relationship with Christ. It also speaks to the Christians at that time when they are being scattered all over the places. It's talking to their situations. So Paul has written the book of Hebrews, and it's for what type of persons? Some people said that this book is written for the Jewish believers. It quoted a lot of Old Testaments. Talk about the priests, talk about the Levites, and it quoted a lot of Old Testament saying. In order to let those Jewish believers know the Lord. Some people say that there are some believers, they believe in God, believe in Christ. But they are being pulled away, drawn away by Judaism. Because as a Christian, they will be persecuted. But as a believer, a Jewish believer, they are not so persecuted. And even they persecute Christians. So I already believed in God. They better believe in Judaism. So I will not be persecuted. I can even persecute others. So they are not under the control of being persecuted by the Roman Empire. We talk about those believers in Judaism. But they have two groups of people, even in Judaism. One group is the Pharisees. So they are against the Roman government. And another group is Sadducees. They support the government. And they deal with the government. So they have different thinking. But they also are under Judaism. So the government is lenient to them. It's okay with them. The government also hoped the Pharisees and the Sadducees, they rose up to control the Christians. So as a conclusion, they are cooperating with the government, no matter they pay taxes to the government or not, even though the two groups have different thinking. But they are not being persecuted. So for some Christians who believed in Christ, and they go back to Judaism, some said that Paul has written this letter to those Christians. As for me, Paul has written this letter to all Christians. Not only to those that I just described. Even it's written to those who are still in the faith of Christ. So in such a great dilemma, Paul has written this book, written these letters to those in dilemma, to all those who believe in Jesus. They were under the persecution of Christianity. No matter persecution from Judaism, just like the Apostle Paul is being pursued by Judaism, no matter it's for the Roman government, or those being attracted by the world. So it's because of their sinful nature. So it's not only about the persecution. So it's about our sinful nature, which persecute people. So we are hindering those Christians from bearing fruits. When in facing sins, the temptation of the world, and also persecution from other Christianity, from other religions. So it's about politics. Because when they're persecuted by the other religions, then they have problems with their finance, with the politics. So all these problems and the external environment, they are dragging the Christians to go away from their faith. And also there is another thinking. They are being influenced by the Greek thinking. Because in the fairy of Greek, they have a lot of angels, the fairy tales. In their traditional background, apart from the Jewish tradition, they also are being influenced by the Greek cultural background. And also the people also believe in Freemason with different levels of angels. They believe that there are different levels of angels and man has to connect with these angels in order to reach the power of a certain levels. This organization, this kind of thinking is being passed on until now. And these thoughts has been deeply influencing the government officials. And they have such problems. That's why when Apostle Paul wrote these letters to the Christians who are facing all kinds of situations I just talked about, so when we say that this letter is written to so many people, I think it's meaningful. What we need to connect is not the angels in certain levels, or connect with certain groups, or connect with certain clubs, or membership. So I don't need to talk to you about this in details. They have some logo, they have some signs, for a different membership. So it's some like a chamber, some chamber of commerce. And this group of people, they have some political background. It's very popular nowadays. Some people, they have joined these clubs, but they don't understand the dark evil power in those clubs. So when they continue to rise up to certain levels, when they are in the lower level, they don't know. So when they move up and they even worship the devil, and behind these clubs, they have their own priests. When people believe in those things, then the devil, Satan, will use this to control them and influence the world today. So I talk about the world today is being influenced by those things. When we read the church history, we will read about Gnosticism. So this is some kind of mysterious knowledge. In order to receive those mysterious knowledge, then you will be saved. This is their thinking. So if you embrace, if you have those mysterious knowledge and use it to do different kinds of ceremony, so it's what is written in the book of Hebrews is related to the end times. So it's about the power, the judgment. So behind those clubs, they will do this power ministry of dark evils. And they will pass on this kind of knowledge and preach on it. So this is the kind of power they said they will receive in order to receive from certain levels in heaven. When they face such trials, temptations, and the persecution from the religion, and they are being enticed by sinful nature, at that time, the Christians have to face all these kind of things. It's never easy for them. Paul has written these letters to help them. Let them understand. What should we do? So let us not be drifted away. What should we do? The title for chapter 8 is But we have to trust closely the high priest who is superior to all. We have to rely closely on such a high priest who is superior than all. So there are two paragraphs here. Or we say we can have only one paragraph for 13 verses. First one, it says, the point of what we are saying is this. We do have such a high priest who sat down at the right hand of the throne of the majesty in heaven and who serves in the sanctuary, the true tabernacle set up by the Lord, not by men. The point of what we are saying is this. The original text is what we say is the conclusion, summary. The summary of what we have said. This is the original text. So what is the conclusion of what we said? So it is the summary of what we said. We do, the conclusion, the summary is that we do have such a high priest who sat down at the right hand of the throne of the majesty in heaven. And who serves in the sanctuary, the true tabernacle set up by the Lord. So this tabernacle is set up by the Lord, not by man. Even though we are in such difficulties, as I just explained to you, to us, it's the pandemic, it's the COVID today, it's the financial problem with the economy, and the Sino-American conflicts, and even Russia enter into this battle. So this is like a such a big generation, a big era. Like the world's, the people are against each other, a lot of arguments. We have to pray for this world. We will be greatly influenced, even for Hong Kong. And today, Hasaka also greatly influenced, and they have plotted a lot of evils. Yes, this is the world today. The problem with the environmental problem, with the air pollution, all the calamities in the world. Flooding, the strong wind, the mountain fire, so air pollution, so the problem with the environment. And there are a lot of sea creatures dying. So is this the flu problem? Now we have COVID. It seems that this world is never easy. So when we are in such difficulty, Paul said to us, what I said in the summary is that our Lord Jesus, we have such a high priest, O Lord Jesus. He's sitting in heaven. The tabernacle set up by God, being our minister, interceding for us. He is sitting on the right hand of the Most High God. He's in heaven, sitting on the right hand of the Most High, speaking for you, being the mediator for you and me. In heaven, he protects us. He protects, give us peace. He is standing between God and us and connecting us closely with God. He guarantees that we will be able to walk through. He is at the right hand of the Most High. So my children, the Christians in the old days and even now, we are not alone. The receiver of the Hebrew letters, they have their own problems. And even today, we have our own difficulties. But even Jesus, nowadays, he has connection, relationship with us. He speaks to us. He also intercedes for us. Be our instant help of our trouble. He is at the right hand of the Most High. He is the highest God. Apart from the Most High, he is the best. We are connected with him. So in our situation, we are not alone. When we face all these problems, so we have this high priest sitting at the right hand of God, at the throne of the majesty in heaven. He is serving in the sanctuary, the true tabernacle set up by God. This tabernacle is in heaven. Today we are still on earth. But Jesus reigns above all. So we should not be afraid of anything. Verse 3, every high priest is appointed to offer both gifts and sacrifices. And so it was necessary for this one also to have something to offer. If he were on earth, he would not be a priest. For there are already men who offer the gifts prescribed by the law. They serve at a sanctuary that is a copy and shadow of what is in heaven. This is why Moses was warned when he was about to build the tabernacle. See to it that you make everything according to the pattern shown on the mountain. These three verses, verse 3 to 5, it seems that we don't quite understand. So we are wondering what Paul is saying. Verse 3, every high priest is appointed to offer both gifts and sacrifices. For all the high priests on earth, that they have to offer both gifts and sacrifices. His function as a high priest, so he has to serve to offer up gifts and sacrifices. This is his ministry. Therefore, this high priest, even the high priest in heaven, he has to offer up something. Jesus, who is in heaven, must also offer up something. Verse 4. So there is this word, original text, because he were on earth. So if he were on earth, he would not be a priest. What does it mean? Today, Jesus is in heaven. He will surely offer up something. Because if he's on earth, if he were on earth, today, if he were on earth, not being a priest in the original text, but in the NIV version is translated as he would not be a priest. Because when a priest is being set up, he must offer up something. If Jesus were on earth, he would not be a priest. What kind of priest? Not being a priest. The NIV version said, for there are already men who offer the gifts prescribed by the law. So I translate these words again. If he were on earth, he would not be a priest. For there are already men who offer the gifts prescribed by the law. If he were on earth, he's not a priest. It doesn't mean that he's not a heavenly priest, but he's not the earthly priest. The earthly priest has to offer up according to the law. And this priest will offer up every day by the law, according to the law. But Jesus is not. Verse 5. For those earthly priests, they serve at a sanctuary that is a copy and shadow of what is in heaven. This is why Moses was warned when he was about to build the tabernacle. See to it that you make everything according to the pattern shown you on the mountain. Because what we do on earth, it's like a copy and shadow what is in heaven. Just like how God commanded Moses to build up the tabernacle, he has to do it according to the pattern shown in heaven. That is what you do on earth. You have to do according to the pattern shown you on the mountain. So for all the priests on earth, when they do the offering and sacrifices, it means that they are offering up in heaven. It is according to the copy and shadow of what is in heaven. Here it tells us that our Lord Jesus in heaven, he is a minister and he offers up in heaven. And he lived there forever, interceding for us. And he is the mediator forever. For the earthly priest, he is standing between God and man in the land. He is a mediator. He has to bring the people to God. We come before God. He represents God to speak to men and bless the people. That's why the blessing of the priest is very important. He's standing in that position. He himself is also a sinner. He has to offer the atonement for his sins. That's why the earthly priest set up on earth, the regulation is set aside because it was weak and useless. But our Lord Jesus, he is the high priest in heaven, within the tabernacle set up by God. He ministers to God and us. He helps us. And he laid down himself this way. In fact, what we do on earth is referred to what is in heaven. Now we come to verse 6. But now, this is connected with verse 2. The true tabernacle set up by the Lord, not by men. And now Jesus is having this ministry which is different from the earthly priest. But the ministry Jesus has received is a superior to theirs, as in verse 6. The ministry Jesus has received, he refers to Jesus' office, his ministry, is a superior to theirs, as the covenant of which he is mediator is superior to the old one, and it is founded on better promises. Now, the ministry of Jesus, that is to say his function, is even better. His ministry is better. The original test of ministry is public office, public function. What he has accomplished is better. This word better here is being translated, but it's a bit confusing. Yesterday, we have talked about a better hope. Here it refers to stronger. Better means stronger. And in verse 6, the second part here, the covenant of which he is, Jesus is the mediator, is superior to the old one. And it is founded on better promises. Here it also says, on stronger promises. This covenant is stronger. It's more powerful. It's the same as in chapter 7, we mentioned about a better hope. It's a stronger hope. Verse 6, it says, the ministry Jesus has received is a superior. And this word, I would translate it as, it's like over, superior. So it's a different superiority. That is to say, the office, the ministry of Jesus, what he does, is different from what the earthly priest is doing. Because Jesus offered up himself once for all in heaven. But the other priests, they offer up on earth. What they offer up, the earthly priests, the regulation is set aside because it was weak and useless. But Jesus, sitting at the right hand of the Most High God, he's in the tabernacle set up by God. Even the earthly tabernacle is made according to the shadow, according to the mold in heaven. But Jesus, within the tabernacle set up by God, he is in heaven, he is at the right hand of the Most High. He's so different. So for those on earth, the priest has to offer up themselves. But in heaven, Jesus doesn't have to offer up for himself, but he made atonement for us. For those on earth, the priest cannot take us to perfection. The priest cannot take us to God. The priest can only bring the precious blood inside the Holy of Holies. And to stop the wrath of God is not to raise us up. But the heavenly high priest can take us, come before God and raise us up. But the earthly priest cannot let the tabernacle be set apart. The earthly priest cannot open up a new way for us to go in. But our Lord Jesus, the heavenly high priest, die for us and open up a new way for us to go before God. So that's why it says this ministry is better, is stronger, or we say is superior. The ministry of Jesus greatly is above, is more superior to the ministry of the high priest on earth. What the high priest on earth cannot do, but Jesus can. And they are doing different things. It seems that they are doing similar things, offering sacrifices, but it's different. Because Jesus didn't offer up these sacrifices on earth. He offered up himself once for all. And he's being ascended to the right hand of the Most High God. And in heaven, he has become our mediator. And he is more superior. He's the mediator who is superior to the old one and is founded on better promises. In all our difficulties, we have this heavenly mediator. We have to closely connect with him. To the Christians in that generation, they should not bow down to angels or idols. They do not need to go back to Judaism. When facing the lust, their sinful nature and temptation, their eyes should not look at those things. They should focus themselves in heaven. Look up the Jesus who has given them great faith, the perfecter of faith. Paul encouraged all of us to surpass above all these things. Focus on Jesus. Trust on him in heaven. Jesus is sitting on the right hand of the Most High God. Here is the heavenly tabernacle for us. For us, we should not be afraid of COVID. So we all know that COVID is in the hands of God. But under the pandemic, God has been protecting us. So when should we resume physical gathering or we will go online? It seems like God is telling us ahead of time. We must have faith in God. Closely connect with him. Even though we are in darkness, but God has been leading us all along. In heaven, we have this superior high priest. When we connect with him, COVID cannot hurt us. And the economy of this world cannot affect us. And even the government is telling us that, oh, there will be shortage and of the provision of meat. But we should not fear. We should not be panic. Do not be afraid. When we connect with this heavenly high priest, he reigns above all. It seems that we are in the storms, but we are in the Noah's Ark. And this ark will not sink. This is our salvation. Jesus is our Savior. That's why we have to connect with him. Closely grab hold of him. Trust him. We should not think, oh, I'm so fearful under such condition. Like Hong Kong is like this nowadays. Oh, should I seek God whether I should immigrate to other countries? I've not mentioned this for a long time. I'm very afraid. We should not fear with God. What should we be afraid of? What do you think? Is this environment more superior than Jesus? Has not Jesus reigned? And just let this environment go on like that? Can Jesus protect me? That's why I have to protect myself. Or I have to find my own way, my way out. No. Jesus is my way out. He's my only trust. In today's environment, let us fix our eyes on Jesus and trust Him. And then it goes on to say, it's a better promise, a stronger promise. This covenant, talk about this covenant. Verse 7-9, talk about the Old Testament, the Old Covenant. Verse 7, for if there had been nothing wrong with that first covenant, no place would have been sought for another. But God found fault with the people and said, here God said, I have to make a new covenant. Because they didn't keep my covenant, the old covenant. That's why I have to make a new covenant with them. Starting from verse 10, it talks about this new covenant. So this new covenant is written on their hearts. I'll be their God and they will be my people. So no longer will the man teach them, but they will know the Lord, because they will all know me, from the least of them to the greatest. Verse 12, for I will forgive their wickedness and will remember the sins no more. Here it talks about the new covenant. That is a stronger covenant. Verse 13, by calling this covenant new, he has made the first one obsolete. And what is obsolete and aging will soon disappear. Here talk about the old covenant and the new covenant. So what is it trying to tell us? And you will say, oh, I know this is about the new covenant. This is about the old covenant. Does it mean that they don't know? That's why Paul has to say it again. In fact, they know it. So how does it help to talk about the new and the old covenant? Do you realize this? So for this new covenant, I will be their God, and they will be my people. And I have to put my laws in their minds, write them on their hearts. Is it already written? Is it accomplished? Are they really the people of God? However, the people, they continue to seek those angels. They want to connect with those kinds of ceremonies. How could they be the people of God? Are the laws of God in their heart? This is not true. Do they need people to teach them? Is it that from the least of them to the greatest, they all know God? No. If it is true, then Paul would not have to write this letter. Do you see this? What is it? Is it useful for Paul to write them this letter? Yes, the Old Testament, the Old Covenant is not good enough. What is said in the Old Covenant, so it's obsolete, it's disappearing, it's not beneficial to them, it's useless, it's so weak, cannot help the people. But now we have given you the new covenant. The Old Testament will obsolete. But the new covenant is not fully accomplished. We don't know the Lord yet. even for us today. Can you see, brothers and sisters, when COVID comes, and also difficulties with our economy, or it seems that there is a great storm. This economy is so difficult. Even the church is in difficulties. Some churches in America, they have to combine together because of the lack of offering. They cannot pay their mortgage. That's why the two churches combined into one. And they sell another church in order to pay off the mortgage. And they cannot hire so many ministers. And some ministers, they change their job. Many people, they don't come back to the church. It's the same for Hong Kong. And even some ministers, they migrate to other countries. What the church talk about or they preach is, are you going to migrate to other countries? And they will not talk to you. So they separate themselves into two groups. One, they are ready to immigrate, but the other group is not. That's why the church seems that it's disappearing, becoming obsolete. When we face such situation, how come the church cannot stand still? Why the church is getting weaker? Why the church is being influenced by this big environment? Should the church be a pillar of the environment? Why are we not the head over all things? Why are we not influencing the society? And we are like following the society. What kind of church is this? Brothers and sisters, for us, in our own environment, we must connect with God. We must believe in Jesus. He is sitting at the right hand of God in this heavenly throne. He reigns above all, reigns in you and me. COVID is in the hands of God. I believe that all of a sudden, God has to do away with COVID and it will disappear. Even COVID is still here. God will protect us. Of course, we have to take precautionary measures, but we must rely on God more. And also believe in what Jesus said to us. Trust in Him. He reigns above in heaven. In today's environment, if the church is shaking, we will lose faith because we have not grabbed hold of Jesus. We just focus our eyes on the world. And our thoughts are filled with the worldly things. That's why when the gospel comes in, we cannot listen. This cannot enter into our heart. We say, is it useful? Pastor Joshua, what you said is useful. You say, Jesus is in heaven. He's sitting at the right hand of the throne of God. So these are the regulations of the faith. Okay, you talk about all these. Is it true? If Jesus is really sitting at the right hand of the throne of God, how come I'm like this? How come the society is like this? Many churches are like this. Brothers and sisters, we must see this. There are reasons why the churches become obsolete. The world has become so obsolete. Why didn't Jesus handle these problems? Let's think. So over the past Sunday service, God reminded us. So before I woke up, God said to me, 70 people plus 50,000. So this is the pandemic. This is the virus. Why Jesus let the virus come on earth? So at that time, in Israel, 50,000 people died. It's such a big thing. Why God let this thing happen? God surely will have his reason. Because the house of sun, or because the people, at that time has gone over the boundary by looking at the ark. They cannot do this, and we cannot do it as well. That's why God let the virus come at that time. At that time, the people there, they despise God. It's the same in this world. Even today, we highly regard our own research, our study, our precautionary measures. We have not turned back to God. This is the problem. Why? The pandemic is still here. Brothers and sisters, I have to believe that our prayer is effective. But we have this heavenly high priest who is superior. He is our instant help in times of need. I believe that when we pray, God will protect us. But if our heart turns to the world more, and if the people, they turn their hearts to the world, and if they now turn their heart to God, virus will disappear. God has been waiting for us to repent. He will hear our prayers. May God help us. No matter what environment we are facing, we have to grab hold of God. We believe that God still reigns. So the second part of this chapter is that we have to grab hold of God. The old covenant will obsolete, will disappear. We have to grab hold of God, grab hold of the new covenant. We should not leave God. May God. Yes, God, we come before you to worship you. We have to grab hold of you closely. Thank you that you will be our dwelling place forever in all generations. And you reign on earth. We believe and trust in you.